B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yumad Daf Mem. We're going to start 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yanai, Elias Goyrol Mitoich Kalpi Ma'akeves. Hanocha Eino Ma'akeves. We know, and this is Psukim in the Chumash, that there's a mitzvah to do the Goyrol, the lots, on the two he-goats. One was going to be designated for the Korban Chatos Lashem, and the other one was going to be sent away to the Azazel. How did they determine which of the Seirim, of the goats, were Lachatos, Lashem, which ones were Lazazil? They would do a Goyrel. The Goyrel was really two stages. First stage, the Kohen Gadol, according to the opinion of our Mishnah, we've learnt about that, the Kohen Gadol would put his two hands into the box, take out the two Goyrolis, the one in his right hand, one in his left hand, and then almost by default, the right-hand so'ir of the goat that was standing on his right would be whatever it said on the lot that he took out with his right hand, and the goat on the left would be whatever it said on the lot in his left hand. But then besides for just taking out the lots, the Pasuk says that you should put the lots on top of the animals, onto the animals, and that was the mitzvah of the goyrol. The question is, how much of this, number one, the taking out, the casting the lots, number two, putting the lots onto the animals, how much of this was ma'akev, which means if you didn't do it, then the korbanos would not become the chatos, or the one that was mishtaleach, going to be sent away. How much of this procedure was ma'akev, and how much not? So Rabbi Yanai says, that means everybody agrees that placing the lots onto the animals are not ma'akev. The question is drawing the lots ma'akev? And that's a machlokes Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yanai says, Aliyas geirol mitoich kalpi, drawing the lots from the basket, from the box, ma'akeves is essential. Hanocha einu ma'akeves, however, placing them onto the animals is not essential. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Af aliyah einu ma'akeves, Rabbi Yochanan says that even drawing the lots is not ma'akev. So that's one machlekes. Now there's another machlekes, a machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya regarding any of the avoidos that were done in the big day lovon, in the white and the four clothes, that were not done in the Kodesh Kodashim. Is it ma'akev? Is the order ma'akev? And is every detail essential or not? So Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not ma'akev. Anything that was not done, if it was done in the Kodesh Kodashim, it says chukah, it's ma'akev. However, if it's not in the Kodesh HaKodashim, if it's avoda which is done either in the Heichal or in the Azorah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev. So ile alibad Rabbi Yehuda de Omar dvorim anasim babig de lovon mi bachutz. Rabbi Yehuda says anything that's done with the white clothes outside the Kodesh Kodashim, loy ma'akev is not essential. And the drawing of the lots was done with the white clothes outside the Azorah. It was done at the entrance, outside the Kodesh Kodashim. It was done at the entrance of the Azorah, as we've already learned. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that anything done outside the Kodesh HaKodashim in the white clothes is not ma'akev, kule almalei pliki delei ma'akev. Even Rabbi Yanai would agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev. Ki pligi, when is Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan arguing? Alibud Rabbi Nechemya. According to Rabbi Nechemya, who argues with Rabbi Yehuda and says that even the avoides that are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the chukah applies to them and they are ma'akev, the question is, is the goyrol included in that, or is the goyrol an exception because it's not considered an avoida at all? So according to Rabbi Yanai, who says that drawing the lots is ma'akev, he obviously holds it an avoida. If it's an avoida, then according to Rabbi Nechemya, it will be ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's not ma'akev, he says that Rabbi Nechemya will agree that it's not ma'akev because it's not an avoida. Let's see that inside. Manda oma ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yanai, who says that the geirolos, that the drawing of the lots is ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemya, he holds that Rabbi Nechemya, who says that anything that's done, even outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is ma'akev. So the geirol is included. Umando oma loy ma'akev, however, Rabbi Yochanan, who says not ma'akev, hanemili avoida. When does Rabbi Nechemya say that avoida is ma'akev, or when anything that's done in the white clothes, even outside the Kodesh Kodashim, is ma'akev? It's only if it's considered an avoida. Hagrola, however, drawing the lots, lav avoida, he is not considered an avoida, and therefore even Rabbi Nechemya will agree that it's not ma'akev. That is the first version of this Gemara. Ikad Omra, There's another version of this Gemara, that Alibud Reb Nechemya, according to Reb Nechemya, who says that even outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Chukah applies to them and it's Ma'akev, then everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that drawing the lots is Ma'akev. Alibud Reb Nechemya to Amar Ma'akva, that says that the order and the details of the avodas done out, even outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is Ma'akev. Kule al malei pligi di Ma'akev. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Rabbi Anai that drawing the lots is Ma'akev. Ki pligi, when is the machleikas Rabbi Anai and Rabbi Yochanan regarding the lots? It's only alibud Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda normally says that chukah does not apply to anything done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, mando amar loy ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we can understand Rabbi Yehuda. He says that drawing of the lots is not essential, because Rabbi Yehuda says that anything that's done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not essential. Umando amar ma'akev, however, according to Rabbi Yanai will say that Rabbi Yehuda will agree, even though chukot doesn't apply outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's ma'akev, because we have a different pasuk. Shani hocha, detonu beikro, here we have a pasuk, and the pasuk says, "V'hikriv Aaron es hasoyer asher olo olov hagoyro l'Hashem v'osau chatos." Since it says asher olo in that pasuk, and then it says again in the next pasuk, "V'asoyer asher olo olov hagoyro," it says twice asher olo olov hagoyro, once in pasuk tes, once in pasuk yud, and we know there's a rule, asher olo trei zimna, and the rule is anything that's repeated twice is essential, is ma'akev. That's why it's repeated twice, to tell us it's not only a mitzvah, it's essential. And since it says twice asher olo, we learn from there that even if it's or contra Biyanai, Rabbi Yanai assumes that even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chukah wouldn't apply to the drawing of the lots because it's done outside the Kodesh Kadoshim, since it says twice in the pasuk asher olo, that it will be ma'akev, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the two versions of the explanation of where Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing. Are they arguing according to Rabbi Nechemya, or are they arguing according to Rabbi Yehuda? And now we're going to ask a number of questions, proofs, one way or another, from different braises. Meisvei. We're going to now ask a question from a braise against Rabbi Yanai, and it's actually all the questions that we're going to have are going to be against Rabbi Yanai of the second version. Because according to the first version, everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev. Drawing of the lots is not ma'akev. According to Rabbi Nechemya, who normally says that chukot does apply even outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then there's a machlekes whether drawing the lots is ma'akev or not. According to Rabbi Yanai, it's ma'akev, in conforming with Rabbi Yirmiyah's opinion, with Rabbi Nechemya's opinion, sorry. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says that even Rabbi Nechemya will agree that the Geirul is different because it's not considered an Avoida. That's the first version. In the second version, however, it's very different. In the second version, everybody agrees that according to Rabbi Nechemya, the Geirul, the lots, are not Ma'akev. They are Ma'akev because he says that Chukah applies to anything even outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The question is Rabbi Yehuda, who says that those things that are outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, chukah does not apply. The question is, do we say that the Geirolis is different because we have a side posuk, another source, asher olo, then, and Rabbi Yanai says that that's the case, and therefore even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be ma'akev. Which means that according to Rabbi Yanai, there's no Tana that's going to say that the Geirol is not ma'akev. According to Rabbi Nechemya, everyone says it's ma'akev. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yanai says, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the drawing the lots is ma'akev because of that second posuk. So if we find any source anywhere that drawing the lots is not essential, according to the second version of the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yanai, we're going to have a real issue with that. According to the first version, Rabbi Yanai could easily say that those sources are following Rabbi Yehuda, who says lo ma'akva. However, according to the second version, where Rabbi Yanai is actually talking in Rabbi Yehuda, who says that normally loy ma'akva, nonetheless drawing the lots is ma'akev, we're going to have a problem. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Mitzvah lehagril, there's a mitzvah, as we saw, it says in the Chumash you should draw the lots, vim loy higril, but if you did not draw the lots, kosher, nonetheless, it's kosher. Drawing the lots is not essential. So Bishleim Lahachlishna, according to the first version, that the Machlekas Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan regarding the lots is only according to the opinion of Rav Nechemya, but according to Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone agrees the lots are not essential. We don't have a problem. How money this price will be Rabbi Yehuda, he will follow Rabbi Yehuda. According to the second version, the Omrus Pligi, that say that the Machlekes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Eichnon is in the according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Nechemya, everybody agrees that it is essential, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Machlekes, according to Rabbi Yana, it's essential, and according to Rabbi Eichnon, it's not essential. If so, according to Rabbi Yana, who's going to be the author of the Braisa that says that it's not essential? According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Rabbi Yehuda will agree by the, or will say, will conform with his own opinion, that even by the Geirel, it's not Ma'akev because Chukah doesn't apply to anything outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How many Rabbi Yehuda? It can be Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yanai, who says that Rabbi Yehuda agrees regarding the lots from a separate Pasuk, Asher Olo, that it is essential. How many? Who's the author of this price? That's the question of the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Tony, you should rephrase that Braisa, and you should understand the Braisa is not talking about mitzvah lahagril, rather mitzvah lahaniach. It's not talking about drawing the lots. It could be drawing the lots is essential. When the Braisa says that it's not, that it's kosher even without, it's talking about placing the lots on the animal. And we said placing the lots on the animal, everyone agrees it's not ma'akev. So that's how we got round the first question. Now the Gemara is asking another question. Toshima. And it's going to be a similar question. Mitzvah lahagril, the Tanakamas say there's a mitzvah to do the, to draw the lots, ulehisvadois, and to say the vidui, the confession, on the so'ir hamishtaleach, on the goat that's going to be sent to the Azazel. Loihigril, v'loihisvadeh. If for whatever good or bad reason the Kohen Gadol did not draw the lots, nor did he do the confession, nonetheless it's kosher. So you see here clearly there's an opinion that's speaking about drawing the lots, and if you didn't do it, it's not essential. So we have the same question. According to Rabbi Yanai, according to the second version in the Gemara, we're going to have a problem. Who's the author of this braisa? V'chiteima, are you going to say, hochanami lehaniach? That over here also, the whole discussion is talking about placing the geirel onto the animal. It's not talking about drawing the lots. But regarding drawing the lots, indeed it could be that it is ma'akev, a masefa. Let's see how that's going to work with the continuation of that braisa. What does it say in the braisa? There's a Tana who argues with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Oymer, loy higril kosher. Reb Shimon says that I agree with you, Tana Kama, that if you do not draw the lots, it's kosher, it's not ma'akev. Loy hisvade, however, if you didn't do the confession on the soir la'azazel, posel, then it's posel. The doing the vidui is essential. And here we have to understand, according to Reb Shimon, my loihigril, what does the word loihigril mean? Ileim loihiniach, because we're assuming at this point that the loihigril of Reb Shimon is the same as the loihigril of the Tanakama. And we said that Tanakama say loihigril means loihiniach, which means that what's not essential, placing the lot on the animal, drawing the lots is essential. So are you going to say the same according to Reb Shimon? My loihigril, ileim loihiniach. Are you going to assume it means that he's agreeing with the Chachomim that if you don't place the lots on the animal, it's nonetheless kosher? Michlal, so what would we deduce from there? Reb Shimon Sova, Hagrola Ma'akiv. So we'll deduce from there that placing the lots on the animals are not Ma'akiv. However, drawing the lots is Ma'akiv. And that's what we had to say because we're trying to explain Reb Yanai. That means according to Reb Yanai, we would almost be forced to say that the Tanakama and Reb Shimon, they say that drawing the lots is Ma'akiv, which is Reb Yanai's opinion. But here we're going to have a problem because there's an explicit braisa that says that Reb Shimon says that drawing the lots is not Ma'akiv. Even drawing the lots, not only placing the lots, but drawing the lots is also not ma'akev. V'otani, we learnt in a braisa, meis echod mehen, if one of the goats died, mevi chaveiro yishaloi ba'agrola, if one of them died, you bring another goat to be its partner, so to speak, and that second goat, by default, becomes the other korban. For example, if the korban of chatos lashem, if the soyer of chatos dies, you just bring another one and you say it's the chatos. If the soyer la'azazel dies, you just bring another one and say that this is the soyer la'azazel. Shalei bagrola, you do not need to do another lot. You don't need to draw the lots again. divrei Reb Shimon. So you see, according to Reb Shimon, drawing the lots are not essential. So if drawing the lots are not essential, when Reb Shimon says lo yehi gril kosher, it must be talking about not that not placing the lots is not ma'akev, because, and which would be true, but we would deduce from there that just the placement of the lots is not ma'akev, but drawing them is ma'akev, and that's not true according to Reb Shimon. So we have to say according to Reb Shimon, lo yehi gril means if you do not draw the lots, it's kosher. So then you have to assume the Tanakhama is also talking about drawing the lots, in which case you'd have an explicit brisa that says that even drawing of the lots, the Tanakhama, and in this point agrees with Reb Shimon, that it's not ma'akev. If so, we have an issue. If the Tanakhama say that drawing the lots is not ma'akev, according to Reb Yanai, who's the author of that brisa? It's not Reb Yehuda and not Reb Nechemya, because according to the second version in the Gemara before, Reb Yanai says, not only does Reb Nechemya say it's ma'akev, even Reb Yehuda says it's ma'akev. Answers the Gemara, no. Really, the Tanakhama is talking about lo yehigril means lo yehiniach. He didn't place it. That means the Tanakhama holds, as Reb Yanai says, Reb Nechemya and Reb Yehuda holds that way, that drawing the lots is ma'akev. Placing the lots is not ma'akev. So the Tanakhama who say that lo yehigril kosher means if you don't place the lots on the animal, it's not essential, it's not ma'akev, it's still kosher. Reb Shimon, however, Reb Shimon lo yoda ma'ikom omer rabbonon. Reb Shimon wasn't clear, wasn't sure when the Chachomim said lo yehigril is kosher, what did they mean? So Reb Shimon responded to the Tanakhama with his doubt. I hagrola, if you mean to say that when that lo yehi gril kosher, that when you didn't do the geirol, it means that you didn't hagrola mamash, you didn't draw the lots, and you Tanakhama say it's kosher, kamritu, if that's what you said, pligi aleichu b'choda. If you meant that even drawing the lots is not ma'akev, then I agree with you in that. And I'm only arguing with you regarding if you don't do the confession. That you Tanakhama say that even if you didn't confess on the soil hamishtaleach, it's still kosher, I Reb Shimon argue. However, if you Chachomim say, as we determined according to Reb Yanai, we're forced to say that according to the Chachomim, that lo yehigril kosher means lo yehiniach, means just placing the lots on the animal is not ma'akev, but drawing the lots is ma'akev, if that's what you Chachomim meant, then paligna laichu betarati, then I Reb Shimon argue with you on both fronts. Number one, lo yehigril, meaning if you didn't draw the lots, even if you didn't draw the lots, I Reb Shimon say it's kosher. And regarding the vidui, I also argue with you that you Tanakhama say that if you don't do the confession on the soir mishtaleach, it's kosher. And I say it's posel. So we found a way of reading the brisa that it could well be that the lo yehigril of the Tanakhama is talking about lo yehiniach. And then we have an answer for Reb Yanai. However, the lo yehigril of Reb Shimon is talking about not drawing the lots. And that's Reb Shimon's opinion, that not drawing the lots is not ma'akev, it's not essential, and it's kosher. So now we have to really remember this, that we have now a third Tana. We had Reb Nechemya, who speaks about any avodah done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is it ma'akev or not? And then we said, according to the first version, there's a machlokes Reb Yanai and Reb Yechanon, whether this would apply to the lots as well. We had Reb Yehuda, who says anything outside the Kodesh Kadoshim is not ma'akev. And then according to the second version, we had the machlokes Reb Yanai and Reb Yechanon, if this applies to drawing the lots as well. Now we have a Reb Shimon that says explicitly that drawing the lots is not ma'akev. Now really over here, now that we've seen the machlokes between Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, whether saying the confession on the Soir HaMishtaleach is ma'akev or not, that's actually the Gemara now in the last line of the Omud, and Rashi says this is where we're standing now in the Gemara, is where we should be learning this. So let's jump now to the last line of the Omud, and then we'll come back to where we are now. We'll remember where we are now with the next to the Ois Aleph of the Bach. We're going to jump to the last line, following Rashi's instructions, and we'll be back here soon. Says the Gemara, Va'ozdu l'tamayu, we're going to find another brisa, another machlokes, the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, that seem to be arguing on the same opinions regarding whether saying the confession on the Soir HaMishtaleach is ma'akev or not. The Tanya we learned in the brisa, it says in the pasuk, V'asoir asha'olo olov ha'goyro la'azozil, the goat that the lots determined that it would be the one that would be sent to the Azazel, Yo'omad, it should stand. Not just it should stand, Chai, it has to stay alive, Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, Lechaper Olov, to atone on it, Leshalach Oysoi La'Azazel Amidbara, and ultimately it will be sent to the desert, to the Azazel. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Yo'omad Chai Lifnei Hashem, Lechaper Aleichem. And this word Chai, it seems to be superfluous. It could have said, Yo'omad Lifnei Hashem, should stand before Hashem, and wait there. What's the Chai? It seems to be that it's coming to teach us that that the animal has to stay alive up until a certain point, and if it dies before that point, then you have to replace it with another animal. However, if it dies after a certain point, which is after the point of Lechaper, then it does not need to be replaced anymore. The question is, what is this point called Lechaper, which atonement are we talking about, that if the Soyer HaMishtaleach, the Soyer Lazazel, survives up until that point, if it dies after that, it does not need to be replaced. Ad Mosa Yeh Zokuk Lamuid Chai, until what point does this animal have to be alive, and if it doesn't, then it's going to have to be replaced. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shas Matan Domo Yishel Chaveri, until you've put all the blood of the other soyer, the soyer which is the chatos l'Hashem, until you've done everything that has to be done with the blood, and we're going to see later that the blood of this goat goes through quite a journey. It gets sprinkled between the kapoires and the kodesh hakadoshim, between the poles of the oron and then it gets put in the heichal. It gets sprinkled towards the curtain, and then it gets mixed up with the other bloods of the bull and gets put onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi. There's a lot that gets done. Only after that is the vidui of the Soyer HaMishtaleach. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, Lechaper Olov means all that the animal that's going to go La'azazel has to remain alive all the while that you haven't yet finished doing the atonement with the blood of the Soyer, which was the Chatos. That's the Matan Domei Shel Chaveri. But as soon as you're finished with the blood of the Soyer, which is the Chatos Lashem, even if you have not yet done the vidui, the confession, on the Soyer HaMishtaleach, if it dies, you do not need to replace it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So we see from here, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the confession is not ma'akov, it's not essential. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, however, Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no. What does it mean, Yo'omad Chai Lifnei Hashem Lechaper Olov? The word Olov means that the Soyer La'Azazel has to stay alive all the while that you haven't done the atonement on it. What part of the atonement, what do you do on the Soyer HaMishtaleach, the Soyer La'Azazel, for atonement? It's the Vidui. Achas Vidui Dvorim, until you do the confession on the Soyer HaMishtaleach. So the Gemara speaks out, B'maiko Mifligi, what are they arguing in? So before we see the sources, you see here clearly, according to Reb Shimon, doing the confession on the Soyer HaMishtaleach is ma'akev. And therefore, if the animal dies before you've done the confession, you have to replace it. So you see clearly a machloikas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, which is similar to the machloikas we saw before in Amud Aleph, that according to the Tanakama, the vidui, the confession, is not ma'akev. According to Reb Shimon, it is ma'akev. Now the Gemara is asking, what words in the Torah, what's making them argue? Kedetanya, we learned in a Braisa, and we explained it as we read it, that lechaper, they're arguing what the word lechaper means. Lechaper, the Yo'omad Chai Lifnei Hashem, the Soyer HaMishtaleach has to stay alive until there's been an atonement. So lechaper is bekaparas domim akos of medaber. Whenever it says lechaper, it means atonement due to the avoida of the blood, talking about the blood of the soyer, which is the chatos that would be done, as we explained before. V'cheinu oimir, and the proof to that would be that it says some psukim later, v'chilo mikaper es hakodesh, when you've finished doing the atonement of the kodesh, ves oil moed, ves hamizbeach, vehikri, ves hasoyer achai, and only then you continue with the soyer, which is still alive. So you see clearly that there's We're talking here about the chilo mikaperes hakodesh, talking about the kapora of the soyer, which was the chatos l'Hashem. Ma lehalon, in the same way as when it says v'chilo mikaperes hakodesh is bekaporas domim, it's talking about when you finish sprinkling the blood and putting the blood of the soyer which is the chatos, with the blood of the chatos, afkan, so too, and it says yo'amat chay lifnei Hashem lechapir is bekaporas domim, is referring to the atonement of the blood of the soir, which was the chatos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer lechapir olov. It says in this pasuk that it will atone on it, on the soir mishtaleach, bekaporas dvorim akos of medabir. What do you do on the soir hamishtaleach? You do the vidui. So Rabbi Shimon says the vidui is ma'akev, it's essential, and if you don't, and if it dies before you've done the vidui, you have to replace it and do the vidui. And now we've finished discussing this side detail about whether the vidui, the confession is ma'akev. Now we can go back to our sugya with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Anai, whether drawing the lots is ma'akev or not ma'akev. So far we've had two questions. We had one starting at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, another one at the top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and now we're going to the third raya. We're back to the middle of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, by the Aleph of the Hagos Habach. Tor Shema, and we have now a cryptic, seemingly cryptic braisa, that says, Par ma'akev es ha-soyer. At some point, we're going to soon explain this, but the order, when the avoida of the par of the bull has to be before the soyer, that's essential. If you do it the wrong way around, and you first do the avoida of the soyer, and then you do the avoid of the par, it's as if you haven't done the avoid of the soyer. You first do the par, and then the soyer. However, the soyer ain ma'akev es ha-par. However, in the case where you should have done, the order should have been that first you're doing an avoid with the soyer, with the blood of the chatos, the soyer lechatos, should have been done before the par, and you didn't, you did the par first, it's okay, you can then do the soyer, it's not essential. But matonis shebefnim, it's talking about that the matonis, matonim means the gift, but it means the placement of the blood inside. We'll see what that means, but this means that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the blood had to be put. The blood had to be placed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there the order is ma'akev, and you have to first place the blood of the par, and then place the blood of the soyer. And before we see the Gemara, let's try and have a short overview of the order of this section of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. First, the Kohen did his first vidui on his par, as we learned in a previous Mishnah. After he said his first confession on his bull, he would then go and do the Goyrel. He would go to the Mizrach, to the entrance of the Azora, where the two goats would be standing. He would draw the lots. Then he would go back to his par, which is standing ben ulam lamizbeach, and he would do the second vidui there, the second confession. Then they would shecht the bull, the par. Then he would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the shovel of the coals and the k'toires, the kaf u'machto, the spoon of the k'toires with the machto, with the shovel of the coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he would take the blood of the par, and he would sprinkle it towards the oroin, ala kapoires, between the badim, between the poles of the oroin. Then he would come out and shecht the goat, which was lechatos. Then he would take the blood of the goat and put it, go into the Kodesh Kadoshim again and sprinkle it between the poles of the oroin. Then he would come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would sprinkle some of the blood of the bull, of the par, on towards the curtain separating the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he would do the same with the blood of the goat. He would sprinkle it towards the curtain between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he would mix the remaining blood of the bull and the soyer together, and he would pour it and put it onto the Mizbeach Hapnimi. After that, he would go and do the vidui, the confession, on the soyer hamishtaleach. So that's the basic order. So in each set, the par was done first. First, the blood of the para was put between the poles of the orin, and then the blood of the sawyer it was done to. And then the blood of the para was put on towards the curtain, and then the sawyer. And then the bloods were mixed and put onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So here we have a number of stages where there was first the para, then the sawyer, and then after the sawyer, next thing of the para, and then the sawyer, the para, the sawyer, backwards and forwards. And we have here in this braisa that where the para has to be before the sawyer, it's essential. Where the sawyer has to be before the para, it's not essential. And we have to try and understand where this is referring to, and soon we'll understand what this is doing in this Gemara. Bishloima par ma'akeves ha-soyer, di akdemele soyer, mikami par loy avad v'loy klum. So the part of the braisa that says that if the avoid of the par is not done before the soyer, then what you've done with the soyer is not kosher and you have to do it again. That means the par must be first. When would that be referring to? That's very straightforward. As we said, if you sprinkle the blood of what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to sprinkle the blood of the par, of the bull, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, between the poles of the Orin, you're supposed to do that before doing it with the blood of the goat. If you did it the other way around, you first sprinkle the blood of the goat and then the par, you're not Yoitza. You have to do the par and then resprinkle with the blood of the goat. So that we can understand. If you sprinkle the blood of the goat before that of the bull, that we disregard it. You first have to do the bull and then you can go and do the blood of the sawyer. Elob, however, the second part of this braisa, sawyer, ein ma'ake v'sapar, that where the sawyer has to be done before the par, that it's not ma'akev, it's not essential, mind you, what would that be referring to? Ilema, we're talking about the i'akdim matonis de par behechel, because we said that after putting the blood of the sawyer in between the poles of the orin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what was next? They would take the blood of the par and sprinkle it outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Heichal towards the curtain separating the Heichal from Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that was done to the blood of the par after the blood of the sawyer was sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So are you going to say that the second part of the braisa is talking about what if you did it the other way around? If you first put the dam of the par, if you sprinkled it towards the curtain before sprinkling the blood of the sawyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, are you going to say that in that case it's not ma'akev? Chukok sivbu. Does it not say chukok? Everybody agrees that regarding what's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the details and the order is absolutely essential. And since sprinkling the blood of the sawyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it must be done before sprinkling the blood of the par in the Heichal. And if you sprinkle the blood of the par in the Heichal first, of course it should be ma'akev. That's part of the chukah, which tells us that anything done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim has to be done in the right order. Elolav. It must be, we're talking about something, lav de'aktim matonis de par bifnim mikame hagrolo. We're talking about what happens if, because what were you supposed to do? You were first supposed to do the hagrolo, the lots, on the goats, outside in the Azara, and then you're supposed to sprinkle the blood of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What happens if you did it the other way around? If you first sprinkled the blood of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and only after that you did the geirel. Elulav, the aktim matonis lepar bifnim mikame hagrola. And then if that's what the braisa is talking about, then it must be, the braisa says, it's not ma'akev. It doesn't matter if you do the geirel after sprinkling the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara assumes at this point, if we're saying now that the order of the geirel being, that means the mitzvah of doing it before the par is not ma'akev, we assume that's either consequent to that or similar to that, the the actual doing, drawing of the lots is also not essential. So if so, we have an explicit braisa that's telling us that so'ir ein ma'akibes apar, that even if you do the geirel out of order, and hence, even if you don't do the geirel, it's not essential, it's not ma'akiv, it's still kosher. And the question will come back now, that according to Rabbi Yanai, who says that everybody agrees, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, that the geirel is ma'akiv, who's going to be the author of this braisa? And now we're going to skip. The Vilna Gaon says we should skip these four lines because there's a number of issues with it. Elo, says the Gemara, ha mani Reb Shimon hi. You remember we learned previously in the Gemara that Reb Shimon says that drawing the lots is not ma'akav. So this price is going to be Reb Shimon. So indeed, Reb Yana and Reb Yechanan agree that according to Reb Nechemya, it's ma'akav. And according to Reb Yanai, according to Reb Yehuda, it's also ma'akav. So who's going to be this braisa? Rabbi Yanai will tell you that this braisa is Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon says that drawing the lots is not ma'akev. Reb Shimon hidom agrola loy ma'akev. V'iboy seima, another possible explanation, lo'ilom Reb Yehuda hi. It could be Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yehuda who says that, and as we saw before, Rabbi Yanai said in the name of Reb Yehuda, that drawing the lots is ma'akev. And nonetheless, this braisa could hold that drawing of the lots is ma'akev. When he de besidra lo ma'akev, agrola mio ma'akev. It could well be that the braisa is only telling us that the order is not essential. And when it says that the soyer ein ma'akev es hapar, as we explained, if you draw the lots after putting the blood of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not essential, it's still kosher. However, that doesn't mean that drawing of the lots is not essential. Of course, drawing of the lots is essential. The timing is not essential. And therefore, this price is not a contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda regarding drawing of the lots. And now the next Gemara we already learned before, and we're going to go now to the next Toshima. Nine lines from the top of Daf Mem Amud Beis. Toshima, we're going to bring another price, another proof. Shoalu Talmidov es Rabbi Akiva. The disciples, the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva, Olo b'smoil, we know that it was a good sign if the right hand of the Kohen drew the lot that said on it Chatos Lashem. What happens if the left hand of the Kohen Gadol drew the lot that said Chatos Lashem? Ma'u shi'achzo lihimin. Is he allowed to take it and put it in his right hand? Omar lohem. Rabbi Akiva answered to them that essentially it should be okay. However, al titnu mokim litzdukim, we know the tzedukim, the kofrim, those who disagreed with the Torah, they were looking for places where they could say, hey, you see, you're not following the Torah. And we don't want to give any excuse of the tzedukim or the minim to oppress us and say, we've caught you deviating a little bit. And therefore, you should not do that. So that's what we saw in the braisa. Says the Gemara, Tama, the only reason that Rabbi Akiva told his Talmidim that you're not allowed to do that, the altit numokim litzadukim liridois, is just because of the tzedukim. Holav hachi, if not for the issue with the tzedukim, madrin only, you would be allowed to switch the hands and switch the lots from one hand to the next. Va'omras, but according to you, Rav Yanai, hagrola ma'akev. You have the drawing the lots is ma'akev. If drawing the lots are ma'akev, v'kiven de kovah say small, heicha madrin onle. What does it mean that drawing the lots is ma'akev? It means that what actually determines which goat is lechatos, which one is lazazel, is drawing the lots. And the moment that the Kohen Gadol drew with his left hand, the chatos lashem, and with his right hand, the lazazel, that determines that the right hand goat is lazazel, the left hand goat is chatos lashem. You can't switch it afterwards. The only way that we could entertain the idea that you're allowed to switch it is if the agrola is not essential. And therefore, just virtue of drawing the lots in and of its own is not the final word, which animal is which. And therefore, if not for the issue with the tzedukim, you could switch your hands round, you could switch the lots round. So you see from here that the agrola is not ma'akev. And this is again a question on Rabbi Yanai. According to Rabbi Yanai, there's no such opinion. Omar Rava says, Hochi Omar. What you actually have to read into that braisa is Olo Hagoyrol Bismil, that if the lot that said Chatos Lashem came up in the right, in the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, Ma'u Sheyachzir Loi Ulus Iroi Liyamin. Of course, Rabbi Yanai will say that it's Ma'akev, and the Goyrol is Ma'akev, and therefore, as soon as you drew the lot, It's been determined which animal is which. The question is, can I move the left-hand animal with the lot, with the one which is Chatzas Hashem, can I move it to my right now or not? But you're not changing the korban, saying this one is going to be Chatos and it's supposed to be Lazozel or vice versa. No, the left one is going to be Chatos Lashem. Can I change its position? Omar Lohem, so there Rabbi Akiva says that intrinsically we have no issue with that. However, Al Titnu Mokim with Tzedukim Liridois, don't give the Tzedukim an excuse to be able to oppress us and to start asking questions. Just keep things as they are. And Tosfos discusses here, why didn't the Gemara say that this Braisa was of Shimon, as we saw before? And Tosfos explains, because Rabbi Akiva was actually the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. And we don't want to say that Rabbi Akiva is going to follow Rabbi Shimon, for example, to say that the lots are not Ma'akiv, and his two Talmidim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, will say that it is Ma'akiv. The Gemara wasn't comfortable with that, and therefore we wanted to find an explanation how Rabbi Akiva could be in conforming with his other two Talmidim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Continues the Gemara, the next proof. Toshima, it says in the Braisa as follows. Ilu Nemar, what does it say in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says in Pasuk Tests, V'hikriv Aaron es asoyr asha'olo olov agoyro l'ashem, that he would offer up that goat that was, that the goyrol, the lots of Chatos Hashem was on that goat, was so Chatos, and it became a Chatos. He made it into a Chatos. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Ilu Nema, if he would have said, Es HaSoyer Asher Olov HaGoyro Lashem. Because what does it say in the Pasuk? V'ikriv Aaron Es HaSoyer Asher Olo Olov. That it went up on it. What's the Olo? It should just say, Asher Olov HaGoyro Lashem. If he would only say that, Ha'isi Omer would have said, Yanichenu Olov. That you have to put, that you have to place the Goyrol onto the animals, onto the goats. Talmud Leima Olo, that's why the Pasuk says Olo, Kivan She'olo, Shuvei Neitzorich. The Braisa says that Asha'olo means that as soon as the lots were drawn, the Soyer Asha'olo Olo Vagoyrol, as soon as you drew the lot on the right hand for the right goat, the left hand for the left goat, even if you did not place the lot on the animals, it's sufficient. And we know that from the fact that the Pasuk speaks about Olo, which is the drawing of the lots, not the placement of the lots. Says the Gemara, Lemai, this that we just saw now, that Kivan She'olo, Shuv Eino Yitzorich. So we explained what it means is that once you've lifted once you've drawn the lots, you don't need to place them on the animals, that's not Ma'akev. The Gemara is going to discuss that. When it says Kivan She'olo, Shuv Eino Yitzorich, you don't need to. What don't you need to do? I Leima, Le Mitzvah, are you going to say that there's not even a mitzvah to put it onto the animals? Which means that the Michlal, the Hanocha Mitzvah Namiloi. Are you going to say that there isn't even a mitzvah to place the lots onto the goats? That can't be. It's explicit in the Pasuk that you should place the lots onto the animals. It's a mitzvah, it's not essential, it's not ma'akev, but you should do it as a mitzvah. Elo lav la'akev. It must mean that what it says is that Kivan She'olo, once you've drawn the lots, Shuv Ein Etzorich, regarding placing the lots, it's not essential. So if that's how we have to read it, that would mean that we're talking about Ma'akev, that the Hanocha is not Ma'akev, however the Hagrola drawing of the lots is Ma'akev. Ushma Mino, the Hagrola Ma'akva. So we have to read the Braisa as saying that even though the Olo, the drawing of the lots, is Ma'akev, the placing of the lots on the animal, that's not Ma'akev. So you see here clearly that the drawing the lots is Ma'akev. And this is proof to Rabbi Yanai. Omar Rava is going to explain this Braisa, and it will conform even with Rabbi Yochanan. That we're going back to our initial understanding of the Braisa. That had it not said, if it had it just said as Hasoyer Ashe Olov and wouldn't have said Hasoyer Ashe Olo Olov, I would have thought that you have to place the goyrol on the animal. It's Ma'akev. Talmud Loi Ma'olo. It says Olo Olov HaGoyrol is coming to tell us that Kivan She'olo Shuvei Neitzorich, that once you've done the Olo, the way we learned it before, once you've drawn the lot, Eineitzorich, and we thought it means you don't, that there's no mitzvah to even place the Goyrol, the lot, onto the animal. And we said that can't be because the Pasuk says there's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, yeah. But we're discussing the length of that mitzvah. I may have thought that the mitzvah to put it onto the goat is to leave it on the goat from when you place it on until you're ready to shecht it, which is considerably later. However, when it says kiven she'olo shuvei netzorech, what it means is as soon as you've placed the lot onto the animal, you do not need to leave it on the animal. You can remove it. There isn't even a mitzvah to leave the lot on the top of the animal all the time till the shechita. Omar Ravi Hochekomar ilu nemar ashe olov, had it just said ashe olov and not ashe ololov, hoyisi oimer, I would have said that the mitzvah, it's not ma'akev, but the mitzvah of placing the goyrol yanichenu olov, you should leave it on it at shas shechita until you shecht it. Talmud loimer ashe olo. That's what the pasuk adds on, the word olo, not talking about olo when you've drawn the lot. No, olo means when you've placed the geirol onto the animal, kiven she'olo, once you've put it on the animal, shuvei netzorich, there isn't even a mitzvah to leave it there. You can remove the lot from the animal and continue with avoda. Toshima, and now for the final proof. Toshima. V'osohu chatos, the pasuk says, v'hikriv aharin es ha'soira she'ololo v'agoyro la'ashem v'osohu chatos. So what does it say there? Ha'goyro osohu chatos. Because what does it say? That the she'ololo olov ha'goyro la'ashem, that the one that the lots, either the right-hand animal or the left-hand animal, the one that drew the lot of chatos la'ashem, v'osohu chatos, that became the chatos la'ashem. What do we see, says the Braisa? The Hagoyrol is the drawing of the lots, which is Asohu Chatos, makes it into a Chatos. Ve'ein Hashem Oise Chatos. It's not verbalizing and saying, this is a Chatos. Because we know that all of Hektush, in Kol HaTeiru Kulo, whenever an animal, how does an animal become Hektush? By verbalizing, this animal is Hektush, this animal is a Chatos, an Oila, every animal what it is. Ve'here it says, no, saying that this is a Chatos is not what makes it into a chatos. What makes it into a chatos? Drawing the lot. And why do I need this pasuk when it says that asha'olol of a geirul la'ashem v'asohu chatos is the geirul that makes it into chatos? Shiochel, I may have thought the opposite. Haloidinu, I've got kal v'chimer. Uma b'mokim shaloi kiddush ha'geirul. What happens in other cases? For example, a woman comes with a set of birds. One of them is going to be a chatos, one is going to be an oila. What are we going to do here? Who's going to determine which one is going to be a chatos, which one is going to be an oilo? We don't say a goyrol works. We don't find anywhere that you can do a goyrol. You have to verbalize and say, this is a chatos, this is an oilo. So in every other case, shaloi kiddush ha-goyrol, that we don't find that goyrol works, kiddush Hashem, nonetheless verbalizing which one is the chatos, which is an oilo, that's what determines the status of each bird. Mokim shakiddush ha-goyrol, over here, where goyrol does work, can we not take for granted that verbalizing it should be sufficient? That's what would be a kal v'chomer. So I may have thought that either a goyrol determines what the status of the animal is, or the kriyas shem, or verbalizing it, one of the two. Talmud Loima, that's why it says in the pasuk, v'asohu chatos, ha-goyrol oise chatos, v'ein Hashem oise chatos. That's why we need the pasuk to tell us that saying which was a chatos, which is an oila, is not sufficient. It must be the goyrol. So what do we see here? We see here that the goyrol is ma'akev. If you say goyrol is not ma'akev, that means even if you didn't draw the lots, then it's not essential. It's still, the animal will still be a chatos. How is it going to become a chatos? By verbalizing and saying this is a chatos. We just saw now here in the Braisa that it's not it won't work. The geirul is ma'akev. So I've got an explicit braisa that the geirul is ma'akev. And who is this? Ustam sifro. This is a teres kernim. It's a sifro. And who is the stam sifro? When you have an anonymous sifro, money, who is it? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin daf peivav, Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. And ukratoni, a geirul oise chatos, vein Hashem oise chatos. So I've got an explicit teres kernim, an explicit Rabbi Yehuda that says that a geirul is ma'akev. And this does not conform with the first version that we saw on the Flamet Tes Amud Beis at the bottom that says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody says that it's not ma'akev, that the goyrol is not ma'akev. He sees Rabbi Yehuda, the goyrol is ma'akev. And even in the second version, we said that it's actually machleikas Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechanon, whether Rabbi Yehuda says that goyrol is ma'akev or not. According to Rabbi Yechanon, it's not ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yana, it is ma'akev. And here you see explicitly a Rabbi Yehuda who says that the Goyrel is Ma'akev. Alma Hagrola Ma'akva. Tiufta demand Oma Hagrola Loi Ma'akva. Tiufta, this is a refutation on those that say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Goyrel is not Ma'akev. We have a clear refutation from here. And in the next year, we're going to continue from here.